Hello and welcome to a bonus episode, something we've never done before. We've done bonus episodes, but this type of bonus episode is something we've never done before. The audio is going to sound off. I can hear that it sounds off.
Yeah.
The whole setup.
Everything is off.
It's just cooked. There's a huge gaps in the room where there wouldn't normally be. We're moving house. So everything is
fucked.
Everything is fucked.
Everything is not awesome.
Yeah. So we're going to do a bit of Would You Rather. And then there's going to be a small, like, sort of update at the end.
Yeah.
That's mostly just bad news. But anyway. It's bad news, but it's going to be good in the long run.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alrighty. Nobody's dying or, like, we're not breaking up or anything like that.
Are we?
Oh. Anyway. I noticed you haven't been wearing your ring since after our honeymoon. So 2 years now. Yeah. No.
This will be our
2.5 years.
When did we get married?
2021.
Okay.
Okay. Demi's very tired.
I am.
I'm a little bit tired. Mostly just worn out because it's been a long day of packing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, sorry about the bad audio, but here we go.
That rhymed.
Yeah. Also, I moved my mic and now I sound a little bit
better,
Rob's
just holding the full mic. Like, not even just the microphone. What would you call this?
The boom? The boom arm?
Yeah.
Whatever it's called.
Yeah.
The arm.
Yeah.
Whatever. I've got it pressed into my leg. I'm not just holding it up. Like.
But it's not stable whatsoever.
It's not like up here. I've got it pressed into my leg so I can keep it somewhat stable.
Okay.
Anyway, so we got some would you rather questions. I have not.
By we've got some would you rather questions, we mean
the internet.
Literally just Google search would you rather questions.
We had no idea what we were going to record right before this. And then Demi went, what if we did some funny stuff? And I went, oh, fuck. I thought we were just going to do the update. Maybe just chat a little bit. And then you said, would you rather questions? And I said, yeah, right. So I've not proofread any of these.
Well, just
we're raw dogging it. Yep.
That's what we do best.
That's right. This one I have read, listeners. This is the only one. I went, oh, this is going to be one of those episodes.
Okay.
So take the meaning of that however you choose. Would you rather have the ability to see 10 minutes into the future or 150 years into the future?
What?
Would you rather
have
the ability to see 10 minutes into the future or 150
seeing 10
years
minutes,
into the future?
Both of those are useless to me.
That's why it's
a question.
The crux of the question. Like, it's not going to be, would you rather an ice cream or a punch in the face? Like, obviously, it's going to be a tough decision because it's either two really good things or two really whatever things.
No, that's just shit.
Okay.
Like, see 10 minutes into the future. I know what I'm going to be doing in 10 minutes.
Yeah. Do you? Always, every single time, you know exactly what you're going to be doing.
Not
10 minutes
every single
in the
time, but
exactly.
Right now, when you're asking me the question.
But what if you look
and in
10 minutes into the future
years,
and you could anticipate a question I'm going to ask you, and then when the time comes, you can be like, ah, yes, I have the answer.
Is it that you only get one chance?
No, like, I'm going to say that you have the power to control this. So,
okay, because if you see 150 years into the future, you're dead.
Yeah, but you can see what the future's going to look like.
What would you choose?
I would choose 10 minutes.
Same.
Because 150 years into the future, it's not like I could travel 150 years in the future and see how things are going to turn out, I guess.
You just see it.
And it's maybe I'd see it through like one of my descendants' eyes, if I have any. Like, the bloodline could be ended, I don't know. So I'm going to go 10 minutes.
Same.
Because, you know, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I could be like, oh, how long is this going to last? And then I look 10 minutes into the future. Oh, it's still happening. All right, and then I look 10 minutes and when 10 minutes has passed, it's still happening. You know, like I can anticipate how long things are going to go for.
Mm-hmm.
So if me and you are going to get down and dirty, and I'm like, how long is this going to go for? And I look into the future and we're like I'm in a separate house, you know, I'm like, oh, this isn't going to go for very long. So the usual.
Exactly. You don't need to see 10 minutes into the future to know that.
Yeah, thanks, babe. Hey, if you can, what's that quote from How I Met Your Mother? If you can't get in, get the job done for both of you in under 2 minutes.
Under 2 minutes.
I think it's something like, it's like 2 minutes or under, then you're not doing a good enough job. And I'm just saying. Number two, would you rather have telekinesis, which is the ability to move things with your mind,
mm-hmm.
or telepathy, the ability to read minds?
Read minds, for sure.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
With all of these, I'm going to assume it's controlled. Like, you're not just going to sneeze and accidentally, like, blow a house down.
Mm-hmm. Hang on.
We had a little delay there because our baby was like, fuck y'all.
Yeah.
I'm going to start crying.
Every time we record.
Yes. So we're only doing 5 of these.
Yeah.
We're not going to be here all night.
Good idea.
Okay.
Yeah, telepathy for sure.
So you want to read what's going on in my mind. That's very interesting to me. That's very, because you're going to have a bad time.
Well, I don't know, like, then I wouldn't be so incredibly anxious all the time, I feel.
Are you sure?
If I knew what people were thinking.
Okay, so when I used to watch shows like Heroes, because there's a guy who can read minds in that, it's like a big part of it. That was the main one. But any things where somebody can read minds, I was always confused as to why he could hear, like, just a thought happening in their head.
Mm.
I never understood that as a kid. Never understood that as a teenager. Never understood that as an adult. Until I was diagnosed with ADHD. And then I was like, oh, normal people don't just have a fucking shit show happening up in their noggin. It's not just like, while like 7 different conversations are going on. Which, no, it's not like the voice is in my head. It's kind of like having a bunch of different TVs on at different volumes, and some are on music, just on a loop, and some are memories, and some are independent thoughts, and all. It's just like that constantly.
Well, like, so, you said, it's like we're going to assume this is all controlled, so I would like maybe not listen to your mind all the time.
You would have a bad time. Also, and I don't know how this is for normal people like you.
So normal.
But intrusive thoughts are apparently worse with people with ADHD. Mm. So an intrusive thought is, you know, when you have like that really, like that just out of nowhere, really fucked up thought, like real bad that you'll never tell anyone ever.
Mm-hmm.
That's apparently totally normal.
Yeah.
But apparently, and I don't know this for sure, people with ADHD have it a bit worse. So you might be like, I wonder what Rob's thinking about. And then you'll just pick up a knife and stab me in the throat. And I'd go, yeah, fair enough.
Well, I feel
like
it was
a pretty bad one.
I feel like it would help me in other areas of my life.
Yeah, but also like,
it would be like kind of depressing though, I reckon.
Well, I don't know how it is for you. For me, I've already like the thoughts are coming in and I'm just spewing out information. But sometimes I will go to say something and I'll stop and I'll think and go, maybe what's a better way to say this instead of like, go fuck yourself. But you would be reading somebody's mind and you would hear the go fuck yourself version before they got to the,
yeah,
hey, stop it, get some help version.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. If I could read everyone's minds, like, it would definitely help for some things.
Yeah.
But would be really just not very good.
See, that's the thing. I think it's far too intrusive. I think that, like, people should be able to think whatever they want.
But moving things with your mind, like,
are you serious? Oh, I want to get some chips.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sitting on the couch watching TV. Like, I know I sound like a fat fuck, and I am a fat fuck. So I've got no problem with saying, like, if I'm sitting on the couch and I want some chips out of the cupboard, I can just be like,
if we could move things with our minds, this whole packing,
oh yeah,
would be so much easier.
I picture it as like Chronicle, where it's not, you're not just like a god, like you have to like build up to it. And if that is truly how it is, I would absolutely want that.
Yeah.
Mind reading just ain't for me.
I don't know. I've always wanted to read people's minds.
See, I don't know. Unless you like had full control over it and you could shut it off whenever you wanted.
Yeah, you'd have to.
And you only did it. Like if it was like a manual thing where you had to go into somebody's mind to do it, it wouldn't be so bad, but I'd much rather telekinesis.
Fair enough.
Because I'd be a god. So you're sticking with telepathy?
Yeah.
Fair enough. You're wrong. I'm going to skip this one because it's fucking stupid. Would you rather be forced to sing along? It was a superhero one. It was like, would you rather team up with this superhero or that superhero? Pointless.
Next question.
Yeah. Would you rather be forced to sing along or dance along to every single song you hear?
Sing along.
Same.
Moving
on. We already sing along
to
like every song. I'm not a dancer.
Well, also, like, there'd be a real inconvenient time, like, if you were driving and you had to dance.
Dancing is just, you know, you just do some head bops. Yeah, but still,
you
got
to concentrate when you're on the road. And then you wouldn't be able to listen to music when you're driving. And that's the best time to listen to music.
This tells me that you're not a very good driver. You can't, like, tap your foot or, like, tap your fingers or nod
that's
your
not
head.
That's not dancing, though.
That, it counts.
I don't know.
Or you could be like, just do something with your shoulders. I don't know. Anyway.
You are now one of my elite employees. That just popped into my brain.
Would you rather find true love today or win the lottery next year?
Find true love because I haven't yet. Obviously win the lottery.
Yeah. I was going to be all romantic and say, well, I've already found love, and then you had to ruin it. But if we both won the lottery, that would be handy.
That would be really good.
And last one, because we're just burning through these. Would you rather be in jail for 5 years or be in a coma for a decade? So the basic crux of this is, would you rather be trapped but fed, maybe alive, depending on what jail you go to, for 5 years or in a coma for 10?
Coma for 10?
Are you fucking serious?
If I didn't have children, coma.
So, excuse me.
Let's assume, yeah.
What about me?
Yeah, but like,
so if we didn't have the kids, you'd be like, I guess I'm fine with just never looking at Rob for 10 years. But I suppose you'd come out of that and I'd have like grey hair and you'd be like, oh, this is what I've been waiting for.
But jail?
Depends on what jail you go to.
Yeah, like,
there's some jails you can go to where it's like very low security. All jail is like movie jail where it's like, what's up, bitch?
Just getting shanked.
I'm going to stab you. I'm going to fucking rape you.
Yeah. Well,
which I know that happens a lot in prison. I'm not making light of it. I'm just saying it's bad in some prisons.
If it was that kind of prison, I don't think I'd be able to make it 5 years. If it was just some like pretty chill prison, then yeah, obviously I'd go there. Everything's catered for you.
If you could choose your prison, like one of those white collar crime prisons where it's basically like a hotel you can't leave.
Yeah, it's like I see the memes and it's like, you know, in prison you get fed.
Yeah.
You have allocated workout times. You're hanging around with people.
Yeah.
You do a bit of work. Like,
yeah.
It's kind of chill.
Yeah. It's like some people, like homeless people and that, I think. sometimes commit crimes to go to jail to get fed. And like have a and roof a over their heads. Yeah.
And you don't have to deal with fucking life.
Yeah. Definitely jail for 5 years.
Yeah, I suppose.
And there you have it.
I just think...
Go on.
I just think missing out on 10 years, then waking up and be like, ooh, catch me up.
Yeah.
Would be fun.
Are you fucking serious?
Like, tell me everything it wouldn't that be... happened.
Look, I've gone... I've what had
did
to,
I miss?
I've had to go under for surgeries before. And like waking up from that is terrifying. Because it's not like when you go to sleep. And you
yeah, I've
wake
been
up.
Under before.
It, all right, have you?
Yeah.
Did you wake up in the same place you went to sleep?
No.
Yeah, it's fucking scary, right? Mm. Yeah. Imagine you're just walking down the street one day, bzz, wake up 10 years later. That's if it's just, you know, yeah. boom, boom. You yeah. could spend 10 years
Mm-mm.
in a wake sleep cycle where you can't move. Or talk or open your eyes.
No, thank you.
And you can just hear everyone coming in. And imagine me coming in and being like, well, this is pretty shit every day for 10 years.
Yeah, no, no, I don't like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, exactly.
I just want to get a good night's sleep
and,
for 10
all right,
years.
So let's say that you, all right, so take the kids out of the equation. You know, what happens, you know... Your parents aren't that old, but 10 years, like what happens if, you know, one of them or I come in and I'm like, hey, just by the way, I know you probably can't hear me because you're in a coma, but your mom or your dad died or one of your siblings, like something happened to them or, you know, or even good things, like you would miss good things like, oh, you know, your brother got that job that he wanted or your sister, whatever, whatever. I don't know. She's still a teenager. I don't know. She doesn't have hopes and dreams at the moment. It's all just meh. But, like, you would be missing all this stuff.
Yeah, 10 years is a long time.
And
it
jail,
be 5 years for
yeah.
both.
And, like, jail, you would also be missing so much.
But you could hear about it and see people.
But, yeah, you could see people and communicate with them and be like, oh, that's so great and whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and then I when suppose. You get out, and it's half the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it was... the equal amount of time,
yeah.
it would be a tougher thing. I'd still go with jail.
Mm-hmm.
But if it was like coma for 1 year, I'd pick the coma.
Mm.
Yeah. I'd lose a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the would you rather stuff.
Yeah.
We'll do more of these another time.
I don't know if that was boring or okay.
We just had to get something out. The episode's already
gone
for longer than
energy.
We meant to. Yeah. Basically, the update is... One, the Patreon is shutting down because it is unsuccessful and unsustainable.
Mm-hmm.
Like we have, we get money from it, but doing it is unsustainable at the moment. So that's just going to hit the big old pause button on that one.
Yeah.
And the episodes, we don't know when the next podcast episode is going to come out. It could be next week. It could be 2 weeks, most likely 2 weeks.
Yeah, because we literally move house next week.
Yeah, so things are very hectic at the moment.
And
the podcast
unsure
and
of,
YouTube obviously takes a backseat to real life.
Yeah, we're unsure of our recording room situation.
Yes.
So just bear with us, people.
There could be a few just me
yeah.
episodes, which would suck because those episodes suck. And our listens took a real nosedive when it was just me, which
so
is understandable.
It's your fault.
And people who I had spoken to, more than one, who had been like actively listening for a while was like, what the fuck is this? So, yeah.
Sorry, guys, that I had a baby and couldn't.
Yeah. So things are just hectic at the moment. And if you are a fan of Have a Go, things are also being like this real life is affecting that as well. So I will have a video out hopefully the same day that this releases talking about all that and what's going to be happening in the future. Even though that just got started, it's just cooked.
Cooked
so,
as, mate.
Anyway, bit of bad news bears.
Yep.
Sorry. Do you want to do the outro?
Thank you for listening.
Before that.
Um,
socials.
Oh yeah. If you'd like to support us, we'd really appreciate it. You can do that by following us and interacting with us on all the socials.
Mm-hmm.
At Cash versus Trash Pod and yes. At Have a Go
yes.
Channel.
I really thought you were going to say sign up to our Patreon. I was going to say, for fuck's sake, I just said no.
And yeah.
Cool.
Spread the word about us.
Yep. If you are listening to us, that means that you are somewhere where our podcast is. Just so keep doing that.
Where to find us.
We are pretty much everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've been getting a lot of listens on iHeartRadio,
mm-hmm.
So shout out to iHeartRadio if you're listening on there. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I didn't know we were listed on there because I tried, and it kept saying that it wasn't working, but I found our podcast on there several times, so I didn't know if that had anything to do with me being like the creator of the account.
Mm-hmm.
Then they were linked somehow, like I didn't know. I don't know, but thank you to our listeners on iHeartRadio and Spotify. Those are our two biggest ones.
Yes.
It used to be Spotify by a country mile, which fuck yeah, Spotify. But iHeartRadio is climbing up there. So thank you very much to you guys. And don't worry, we are going to be back.
We're just taking a healthy break.
Yeah. A week off might be good because
We're slacking.
We're very run down. I wouldn't say we're slacking a bit. I mean, we're being forced to.
In this department.
We're run down.
Yes, we are. Yes. My eyes are closing.
Yeah. We got sick for a week. And then we have been just like full on hectic moving. It's school holidays, so it's just kids all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, parents understand. All right. Thank you very much for listening. This has been something.
Yep.
See ya.
Catch ya.